welcome back to a brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash.
Yes, welcome to the program. I am here with Josh.
Yep, and that's me.
Of course, I am your host, good buddy Adam.
Yeah, Adam!
We are reviewing Sia Gray's new album, Say It, no, Say It Jin.
Say It Ain't So.
Say It Ain't So. No, it's Sia Gray's Sia, her debut album. I know nothing about this album. I don't even know what it sounds like. The only reason that we're reviewing this is because AKA BK talked about her on our interview. We asked her what were some of her favorite contemporary artists, and she mentioned Sia Gray. I was like, hey, why not? Why not do this album review, give it a fair go, and maybe we can possibly enrage some people depending on how we feel about this album. And
well, considering how we both of us know nothing about this at all and have heard none of it.
Yeah.
This will be a legitimately, what's the word I'm looking for? Authentic. A legitimately authentic review.
And that is to say that we will give an unbiased opinion. We're not actually going to just light it up for literally nothing unless it sucks.
What I mean by saying legitimately authentic is the fact that, like, we are going in with no preconceived notions of what this is or what it could be because we've heard none of it before. Yeah. Mostly everything we've listened to, either you've heard before or I've heard before, potentially.
Yeah.
Whereas
this is a blind listen,
completely blind and knowing nothing. All it says on the thing for the description of genre, alternative. This is not very descriptive. So,
yeah, I wouldn't know. But so without further ado,
here we go.
We will get to the first track.
All right. Track number one. Dot dot. Thus is why I don't spring the number four. Love.
Wait, what?
Oh, shit. There we go.
I don't want to get sued.
Why is it not going? Thus is why is the name of the song.
Thus is why.
And then it's in parentheses, I don't spring for love.
Okay.
That's what it says. It'd be like, making that up. Look, this is track number one. Thus is why. Dot dot. Thus is why. I don't know.
What a weird way to open an album. It's like mid sentence.
No, it's like they paused and then picked up where the sentence left off just out of
nowhere. Not knowing what the other part is. Like, thus, that's why I never get into relationships.
I wonder if this has something to do with it, because the last song is this, Lie Down, and it has two dots. So, like, is it...
Lie Down.
Lie Down, Thus is Why. I don't know. Shell of a Man.
I don't know.
We'll find out. Anyways, all right, here we go. Thus is Why by Sia Gray. All right, that was Thus Is Why. I don't spring for love. What did you think about that?
So if you took a dog's crap and you threw it against the wall, you would basically have this song. I'm just kidding. I actually liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. the first 30 seconds were a fucking complete curveball with all the bleeps and blurps.
The internet, the 56K modem dialing out.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I think I know where this is going. And then it's like, psych, it's a country folk song.
Yeah.
And with alternative rock in it. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. I guess we're going this way. There was this steel pedal steel guitar with the sliding twang. I'm like, I was like, fuck yeah, I love that. Oh, fuck my life. Okay. I don't know if you heard any of that, but I'll repeat it anyways. First impressions, I really like the track. It's I didn't really know what to expect hearing it. There was a curveball. You know, there was some weird bleeping bullshit, some dial tones, as Josh was saying. And then it turned into a country folk alternative rock song. And I thought, OK, this is cool. And then the lyrics were interesting because I think what I understand from it, I don't know if there's any meaning behind the name Indigo. If there's like I don't know if this has to do with like astrology or some bullshit. I don't fucking know. But at the very least, what I understood is that if you fall in love in spring, that things will seemingly go well, right? Like spring is the rebirth season, the season of renewal and all that shit. So you work your way through summer and fall, and then things seemingly start falling off in fall because like the change of the season, right? And then things go really south in winter because you're isolated and it metaphorically like you're all alone. So to match that, you would have the coldness of winter and the absence of that person. So I was like, this is pretty cool. I dig it. What did you say? Or what did you have to say?
yeah, it was all right. It's like this weird folksy shit's not my jam anyways, but from a, you know, just perspective of, I don't know, not being into that.
Yeah.
It was all right. I mean, it did continually, it was just repetitive.
Yeah.
The vocals or the lyrics, honestly, fucking garbage.
I
didn't care for the lyrics were just repeating itself. Additionally, they kept saying, this is why I don't fall in love with springtime, but then never proceeded to say, well, why is it that you don't fall in love with springtime?
I just told you.
It's horse shit, though, but it's like, oh, indigo and fucking repeating myself 18 times.
I'm guessing it's because the relationship changed with the seasons and by winter. Yeah.
But that's you assuming that. They didn't say any of that in the song.
Yeah.
All they said was, fucking,
why did you leave? Why did you go?
Yeah. All that bullshit. I'm alone in the snow.
And I don't know if I'm going to dock it, but the part where it was like, it was like some Lumineers shit. Yeah. I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit at all.
But overall, I would say I enjoyed the song. Do I love it? I don't know. I don't know if I love it, but I do personally like it.
I felt like it started off with that weird shit, and I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be interesting. And then, like you said, it basically turned into a Lumineer song, and I'm like, all right, I can't.
According to her own copyright for, you know, in promotion of the album, or the artist biography, that this artist dabbles in a lot of shit. So maybe she's got some fucking wrenches to throw our way, and it's not just what we hear on the first track.
I hope. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. All right, so let's go to the second song, which doesn't sound hopeful. Shell, parentheses, of a man. All right, here we go. All right, that was Shell of a Man, track two. That basically sounded like there was a dude, a fat guy in overalls, strumming on a banjo that's made out of a fucking tin, like a metal tub. And then there's another fucking asshole in the corner blowing on a fucking jug.
A triple X jug?
Yeah. And also, I will say this. None of those lyrics rhymed at all. That was just some bitch talking into the fucking microphone. Like, you're just saying sentences. That was a podcast with a fucking redneck band behind it. And that was fun. That is the worst fucking song we have listened to this year.
I wouldn't
by
say
far.
That.
By far. That was fucking terrible.
For you it was.
For me it was.
I get the gist of the song. You know, you're possibly in a group of friends that can't let go of certain things, and the cobwebs are the things of the past, right? And wanting to be out of that circle or leave those things behind, and people still bring those things up. I get it. This feels like a touch up on country music.
I hate country music already, too. That's another docking of the points.
It's like modernized country and folk music, and I like it. I think it's cool. I think what I don't like about maybe the choruses of the last two songs is there's this Lumineers thing about it.
Well, at least those assholes have the decency to rhyme.
Yeah, well, it's the hey.
That shit in the. Hate that shit.
And then in this song, she showcases her falsetto voice with the really going on the fucking higher end of the spectrum in terms of her vocals, and be like, you know, on the very highest end of it. And I didn't mind it so much. I think she hit those notes with no problem. Another decent song. I'm not loving it, but it's pretty decent.
So far, this album is a -2/10. Okay? So far, I do not like this.
I like it.
So you're going to hate me later. No, I hate you now, bitch. Okay,
I hate you now, and I hate you tomorrow.
And I hate you later, and forever, and ever. Then, now, forever.
Ah, shit. If that God damn it. If we were still making YouTube shorts, that would be the fucking clip.
Yeah, that would be the clip right there.
Sia Gray. Hate, then now, forever. Track number three.
Anyways, track number three, line back 22. I hope this is about shooting fucking stop signs with a 22 rifle. And if it's not,
or a Mossberg Maverick 88.
Yeah, yeah. Or I'm going to be very mad if it's not. All right. All right, here we go. All right.
I don't know if I want to sound like an asshole, but I'm going to do it anyways. That song was not my personal favorite. it started off with some weird moaning, and it took about 30 seconds before we got to the actual intro of the song. And then I thought maybe we would get to this point. I just didn't know when, because it was teased in the first song. We got the bleeps and the blurps, right?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of exploded from this. She's got this Bjork weirdness about her. It's starting to creep out, and it started to show in the last minute or 30 seconds of this song, where we started to get this drum pattern, and also like Kane with his vocalizer when people chain smoke and they got the hole and you got to cover it up and then you stick it on your neck, and you know, my name's Sia Gray, I'm a Rudy Poo kid. Yes. Weird fucking track, and I suspect there's going to be more of that. I just hope it's more melodic and acceptable. I think this is somebody, I think we're creeping on that territory of artists that do weird shit. You know, like, how do I word it? Avant-garde art that people are like, oh no, this is avant-garde art.
This is the musical equivalent of someone taking a paintbrush, throwing it at the fucking painting, and then going, my art.
Yes.
That's what this seems like.
It's starting to dabble in that.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, I think it's acceptable, or maybe for a number of people, it's acceptable. But I like my music melodic, and I like, I don't like when things, the structure of the song had, it felt like it was arranged in a spoken word thing than it was being sung or whatever. It was weird.
Yeah. Okay, listen, if we took this episode of the podcast, all right, and or really any episode of the podcast, and we put Millennial Frog as a backing track, and then we added a bunch of reverb and then moaned like we were fucking ejaculating,
It would be Sia Gray.
Yeah, we would be Sia Gray.
We might actually be getting 500,000 monthly listeners and probably 10 million streams.
Yeah, goddamn, that's what we should be doing. Yeah. Fucking what the hell?
Yeah. So now we move on to the next track. Track number four.
It's called Puddle of Me.
Oh, well, that's funny because it was something that was mentioned in the song about how the seemingly significant other is kicking up dust in the relationship and it's fucking up. And now we're actually getting to the puddle aspect.
Or maybe she's like, she was just orgasming in that last song. Now maybe she's sitting in a puddle of her own juices. I don't fucking know. Yeah, it makes sense why AKA BK like this weird shit.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's 2 for 3 right now, so let's see where.
Oh no, it's still a -4 out of fucking 10 right now.
Wait, what track are we on right now?
This is track number 4.
Okay, we're on 4, so we're 2 out of 3. Could be -5 out of 4 at this point for Josh.
It's a -15 out of 5. All right, here we go. Puddle of Me. All right, so that was Car Alarm, the song. Unlocking and locking my car like OCD as I'm Adam. Yep, yep. Yep, yep. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
Okay, that was fucking terrible too. I said earlier that one was the worst song. This is the worst song.
Yeah, you're at -6 out of 4.
Yeah, this is not looking good. This is not looking good, man.
She's quirky. I could tell that she's got a little bit of the Bjork weirdness, but it's wrapped up in this acoustic folk rock bullshit. But this song, I mean, the what I believe to be like the tapping on the guitar itself, like because it's wooden and shit. That was the percussion itself. It wasn't anything else. And I will say the mixing on the last 4 tracks that we've heard, they're fucking excellent. The album sounds really fucking good. It's just, I don't know if this is like my flavor of music. It's okay. Like I enjoy it, but it's not my flavor. So this song was like, you know, if we're going on a scale of 10 business,
10 business days.
Yeah. 10 If we're going off of scale of 10 and there are 10 songs that we're listening to, I'm sitting at like I'm sitting at a 3 out of 4 right now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you are entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't like this. This is not my jam. It's terrible. It's not, it doesn't even rhyme. Like, what the fuck? That's a basic core component of music. Also, there's no flow. There's no fucking flow. That's the problem. It just feels
there's
like.
There's also some, like, times where there's a. Where we're in the chorus and then there's something else thrown in, but it's not even in cadence with the rest of the chorus.
Yeah, it's just distracting. And maybe that's my ADD kicking in. I don't know. But I just don't find the value of this. Yeah. I don't see how you've made three other albums. I'd be curious. Maybe the other three albums are better. I don't know. Maybe this is a what was that fucking guy that
so this is her debut album.
Oh, it is. It said that she's done three other albums.
Oh, maybe this is her debut album with some fucking record label.
Oh, they're EPs.
Oh, EPs.
Three,
yeah.
Fearlessly
extended plays.
EPs.
Long plays are albums.
Okay, so this is her first
album. All right, well, we're in through the first roughly 20 minutes of pain.
How long can you keep up a lie? I don't know.
How long can you keep it up? Like, can you call yourself an artist? I don't know.
I don't know at this point. I guess find
I'm
out.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I like this. Kidding. I like this.
Yeah, you're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
Hey, all right. AKA BK already did the interview.
I'm saying Do I love this music? No, I don't love it, but it's okay. It's not.
It's
I'm not over
okay.
the moon about it.
All right. Well,
I'm not over the moon about it. I'll tell you that.
That means it's a negative 6 out of 45.
For you, it is.
All right. Here we go. What did I say? This was how long can you keep up a lie? Here we go. All right. That was how long can you lie or some fucking nonsense? I don't know.
Yeah, it's starting to bleed into each other. Some of the songs start to feel real similar. This track was all right. There was one verse I liked about you hit my, what was it? Something about temples.
Yeah.
Let me just look it up real quick.
Well, while you're saying that, you are right about this is going to be on some shit. Like commercial value.
Yeah.
Some asshole will fucking be like, prediction is this song specifically will be the season 3 preview trailer of Severance. That's where it's going to be used.
Could be. I mean,
I think that's what's going to happen.
I think it's definitely going to probably be in some type of soundtrack. I just don't know where. Fuck. The lyric that I liked from the song was, "It taps my temple." You could take that as one of two ways. One, the temple in the skull. Or the temples in the skull.
Makes you think.
Or the temple as in the body is a temple and it's testing my faith. Because this relationship that she has with this person, it's yeah, it's something. It comes across. So there's this artist. I think she's part of a bigger group, but I don't remember which one it is. So there's this duo. If I'm not mistaken, it's called Jockstrap, and it has
what a great fucking name for a musical act.
Yeah, so the project is called Jockstrap, and it has the same level of strangeness.
Yeah,
but it's like,
all right,
it's avant-garde pop. It's strange.
A band called Jockstrap that makes sense now
because it's weird.
It's weird already. It's like, oh hey man, you guys want to go see Jockstrap tonight?
Yeah, yeah. So I think now I kind of pinpoint where it's at. It's something aligned with Jockstrap. That's what I was trying to find out. I'm like, there's gotta be a band out there that's something akin to this. And Jockstrap came to mind, but it's also, like I said, it's got the weirdness of Bjork, but I will say the production of the songs themselves is fucking excellent. I just don't know if it's my flavor.
I'll say that I can agree with that. The actual production of it,
like the mixing, the mastering, it sounds really good.
Yeah, it sounds great. It sounds like I'm listening to 4K audio, like, or what, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it is very well done in that regard.
Yeah,
however, it's just, it's very well done garbage. Like, that's what a waste of a fucking talent.
Wait, what?
Put this
where are we sitting at right now? We're sitting at track 5 of 10, right?
Yeah, that was 5 out of 10.
So, as it sits right now, I like two of the songs. I like two of the songs that we've heard. Everything else has amounted to a half point because I am as even keel as you can get. I'm at 0.5 for every song that we've heard up until now. So the album is sitting at what, 3.5 out of 5? Yeah, for me right now.
Yeah. This is shaping up to this is probably going to be a negative 10 out of 0.
For like, you?
Yeah, this is going to be.
It's funny because for the most part, we've been mostly
in agreement on our things.
Like in the same ballpark.
Yeah, I don't fucking like this at all.
Yeah.
And I may come up off the negative 10 out of 0. It may be only like a negative 8 out of 0 because I'll give a little credit for, like the mixing and the production. But this shit sucks. I'm sorry, man. I hate it.
I'm lukewarm.
I wanted to go into this thinking like, okay, maybe this will be cool. Every song I try to reset and think, all right.
This is not.
It just starts out like that last song. It sounded like they threw a wet towel over her mouth. They were waterboarding her. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I would not pay for this. No, I will tell you that. I would 100%. Not pay $30. I would not pay $25 to go see this.
I wouldn't fucking accept $40 to go watch this, okay? Dude, that's how much I hate it.
I don't think I could sit through an acoustic set unless it was a country artist that I really enjoyed. And there's no way. I don't think I could pay for this.
I don't. Well, listen, I hate country music altogether.
Well, this song was folk music. Yeah,
this is folk, but I mean, I would not. I couldn't.
All right. At least you didn't have the yip.
Yeah, it was the car alarms or coyotes going off in the background.
Yeah.
Car alarm featuring the coyotes.
All right. So
all right. This track next six? One is, yeah, track six is called Cat's Cradle.
Oh, God. All right. Here we go.
I'll do it in the back. All right. Here we go.
Hold on.
All right.
I think sin is for the mighty citizens. Sin.
That was Cat's Cradle.
I think sin is for the dividing citizens.
And
sin's win.
I will say that there was a little thing at the end that was kind of cool. It was all right. It was like this little thing that was nice. But other than that, this was basically them using Siri to fucking read shit in a song.
Hey, ChatGPT, do you think you can cue me up an interlude?
Yeah, I need a sixth track for this album. You think you could fucking bust one out for me? And it was like,
sure, let me help you with that.
They're like, give me the most avant-garde, artsy-fartsy bullshit that, like, idiots would love. And then fucking this is what came
give
out.
Give me a jockstrap interlude. Yeah. Okay, so, you know what?
The law-abiding citizens of this and that and the other thing. What the fuck are you babbling on about, Siri? Jesus Christ. My Siri started talking during that song and she went like, what is that bitch talking about?
So I think that if for an interlude, this should have just been left to an instrumental because there was some cool shit going on in the back.
Yeah.
There was like these hammer-ons from the guitars where like it was just tapping. Mm-hmm. And then there was like this again with the bleeping and blurps and it synchronized or it was matched up with the finger tapping of the acoustic guitar. I'm like, this is cool. I enjoy this. I think I actually would have enjoyed it more had there been a lack of lyrics and Siri queries.
Yeah, agreed. Turn left at the stop sign. Like that's what I was expecting next.
Honolulu has a population of 420 million. All right, next song.
All right, here we go. 10 ways to lose a crown.
I'd just like to point out that we're on track six and things are seemingly starting to.
No, this is track seven.
Track seven?
10 ways to lose a crown. That's track seven.
Oh, no. I meant.
Oh, the back one was six.
Well, I meant that after track five, that it appears that she's driven off a cliff and she's also not caring about the second half of the album. Like things are just getting out of control.
She's like, you know what? I can't handle this. I'm going to leave. Let's just let Siri do the rest of this fucking album.
All right. Next track.
All right, here we go. All right. That was 10 ways to lose a crown. And we didn't learn any of the ways in which you can lose a crown.
No, we actually didn't. And that's very disturbing.
It's very fucking upsetting to me.
I think this song honestly is about her having her first relationship with a female and she's
Scissor Squad.
It's now she's opened up to being a lesbian and this is her first experience and the 10 ways are, you know, every criticism that you could receive, being threatened for being gay and all that shit. And I think that's the summary of the song.
Basically, it's welcome to Lesbania. Here is your Lesbanian passport.
Yeah. And at the very beginning of the song, there's the intro that says, this is why I don't spring into love. So we're introduced to the theme of spring again. Although in this context, it's talking about jumping forward or taking a leap of faith into a relationship. And now I kind of see where this album is narrative wise, where Spring is the starting point of a relationship. As I was saying before, it's renewal, it's rebirth, it's all that shit. But it also is a new beginning for her as a lesbian, and then going through the cycles again of relationships and then falling out of love, falling out of love, or somebody falling out of love with her by winter, symbolized through the lonesome winters or the isolation of winter with like the snow and the dead leaves and all that shit. So not a song that I was particularly enthusiastic about, but another 0.5 for me. I don't hate it. Like even with us kind of like horsing around and saying dumb shit, this isn't a bad album. I think it's fairly enjoyable, but it's another 0.5 for me.
Let me do the complete opposite of what you just said.
Negative 42.
You talked about introducing, you know, the spring and stuff like that, right? I wish this album would introduce some buckshot to its frontal fucking lobe and just put itself out of its misery.
I wish it would spring into a fucking pit of death.
I wish it would spring right into a fucking pit of acid.
I wish it would spring into my Mossberg 88 Maverick shotgun.
This is negative 136 out of fucking 942. I mean, this is fucking terrible.
This is a, this is really right in front of my queso dip from fucking Chipotle out of 10.
Right in front of my Mountain Dew Zero Sugar out of 10. Jesus Christ.
What's the next song?
It's called HBW, and I hope...
Featuring AKA BK.
Featuring a bunch of other letters. Featuring the alphabet.
Featuring AKA BK, formerly known as Brooklyn, but also known as AKA BK.
And now apparently HBW.
Yeah. HBO, NWO, HBO. Plus WCW Nitro.
TNA Plus, subscribe now.
Yeah, AEW.
Fucking Fight Forever.
Fight Forever, NAZD, Box Office.
FHCPTP, WXYZ, LMNOP.
What's the name? So,
it's called HBW. That's the name of the song.
All right, here we go. Dude, I think I got amnesia from that song.
That song made me fucking crazy. All right, here we go. All right, that was HBW, which apparently doesn't stand for any of the shit we just said. It's it stands for Heartbreak Wake.
I just got to say, of course it does. The wake, you know, for a funeral. And she was talking about graves and shit. And
yeah.
But it doesn't matter because this track was a fucking zero for me. I don't think there was... any redeeming qualities for this because of the drawn out notes and how long the pace, it was just too slow of a pace for me. And I don't need it to be 5 minutes. Like you're asking a lot of us to, as listeners, to do that shit.
Yeah. And it was 5 minutes of the only reason that track was 5 minutes was because of every other note was extended by like 10 seconds longer than it should have been.
Yeah. And you can do that, I guess. Sure. But you just can't expect me to fucking sit around and listen to it.
And we're not gonna. So there it is.
So track 9, what is it?
Exhaust the topic, just like I have exhausted my patience with this dude, fucking album.
That was a fucking zero for me, straight up. Like that was not
straight up.
There was no redeeming qualities about that song.
Yeah, terrible. All right, here we go. Exhaust the topic.
Yeah.
All right. That was exhaust the topic. And all right, I imagine there's a dude in a Starbucks wearing a beret and a scarf, and he's sitting there listening to this on his fucking AirPods, and he's like writing a script, and he's like just
Got it, man. You fucking got it.
That's who the fuck is listening to this.
Yeah, this is some fucking Sunset Boulevard bullshit of transplants from all over the U.S. that come to Los Angeles thinking that they could become artists and shit. Yep. And the people that listen to it are somewhat the people with like these stupid beanies and the mustaches,
those frumpy beanies.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then they sit in their fucking Air One bullshit coffee shops and pay $20 for a cup of coffee. And they sit at their classic fucking typewriter. It's not a laptop. It's a It's a fucking typewriter for their scripts that will never get fucking turned into a movie.
Or turned, they'll never get finished. And then they're also listening to it on a fucking gramophone with the fucking actual final disc.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting there just...
Yeah, they're one script away from getting that lunch meeting that'll take them to, you know, Quentin Tarantino levels of success. Man. And, but it never actually happens.
Yep.
Everybody's always willing to do lunch.
And nobody wants to do the time.
Yeah. So.
Damn.
Track 9 didn't do it for me.
Didn't do it.
Although, I will say there was this one cool thing at the pre-chorus where there was like this. There was a strumming of the guitar, and then there was like this layer of harps being played, and it was like these scales, and it was cool. But again, the song is too fucking long, and who gives a shit? So we're at track 9, and
nope, or this is now
track 10.
Thank God, track 10. It's called "Lie Down," and I am now ready to lie down
with the Mossberg 88 Maverick Shook
for a permanent dirt nap. Is what I'm ready to lie down for.
Yeah.
And never return. Anyways, all right, here we go. Lie Down, the final fucking track of this miserable.
Please tell me that it's less than 5 minutes.
Hold on, let me see.
Eight minutes.
5 minutes and 12 seconds.
All right, let's see if it's good, though.
All right, we're gonna give it a shot. Here we go, Lie Down. Jesus Christ. All right, that was Lie Down, final song.
Not a bad track. I think this song might be about being depressed or suicidal, because it's talking about how much better can life be on the other side? And how much better can this person make my life better, I suppose? And then there's this part about having existential dread about if, like, you know, if I fucking die, will I matter? If will anybody care to mention me? Did I even matter? You know, real shit. I didn't mind that so much. As far as like the verse and this refrain, but then the song breaks out into this like whole outro that is just minor changes between verses or this outro chorus or whatever, and it's whatever. I mean, as far as like if we're talking about scores, I gave two tracks a zero. Let me add this up.
Well, I don't even need to do any math.
Oh, I know you. Yeah, you, obviously, you yourself don't have anything to actually.
This is a negative. At. This is a negative 9 out of 11.75.
This is a butt hash out of 10.
This is a sad face out of smiley face. Yeah. All right.
So I got two. 1 + 1 = 1.
Oh, my God. I can do math.
I gave 2 zeros, so that's so how many songs is that? That's 0 × 0.
0.
all right, now it's 6 × 0.5, so that's got to be 0.5.
3? 5.
This album's a 5 out of 10 for me.
A 5 out of 10?
Yeah.
Damn, you're way more generous than I am. This album sucked.
It
ass.
Was average.
No, this was garbage. 5 out of 10 is not average. 7 out of 10 is average. 5 out of 10 is still shit. Failure.
Oh, it's failure? I thought average was fucking 5. Because this isn't grade school. What the fuck are you talking about? Average is 0. It's fucking 5 out of 10. It's average. 7 is above average. 9 is you know, fucking it's exceptional. 10 is perfect.
Yeah,
so this is a 5 out of 10 for me. I don't know if I would not listen to this again, nor would I pay good money to fucking see this. So that wraps it up for me. I don't want to waste any more time on this. Yeah. So fucking what, so would you say butt hash out of 10?
Yeah, negative 6 out of 45. Would not bang. Like, that's definitely
a solid negative 5 out of 7. A perfect negative score.
Yeah, negative 5 out of 7. Yeah. Perfectly negative. No, it's just a fraction. It's negative 5 out of 5/7. All right.
All right. Real shit though. The album was okay. It's not my particular cup of music. Do I think it has commercial potential? Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's gonna end up on some fucking like Juno type of movie. Some, you know, Fox Searchlight film type of shit. Hell, it could very well end up on Severance, as you were saying.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going to go.
So,
and I'll never watch Severance again.
Yeah, I think this definitely has an audience. I just don't see how it has 500,000 monthly listeners. But, you know, not my cup of tea. So, and I gave it, I did the best I could. Yeah. I gave it a fair fucking go. So,
and
yeah.
In all honesty, I am being facetious with my score. My actual real score
is 0 out of 10.
No, it's an ampersand out of 10.
Right? Yeah. It's a clef note out of 10.
It's at symbol out of 10. It's at gmail.com out of 10. All right. Anyways, that album fucking sucked. Suck my balls. We're never listening to this fucking album again.
I'm never taking a recommendation from AKBK again.
Never.
Suck my ass.
Hey, that movie she recommended is probably fucking terrible.
I'm never listening.
Old Man in the Woods or whatever.
Old Man to the Lactopolis or the Titopolis.
The Tiktopolis. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah. I'm never listening to Sia Grey again. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Peace out. Goodbye. Suck my ass.